Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 276.
Hi, Ray.
Welcome back to Houston.
Yes, I'm glad to be back.
We actually get to meet in person tonight.
Yes. Oh, what? Say it again.
We actually are in person.
Oh, yeah, that's right. After about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes. So. I think from now on, the whole month of July, we should just do repeat episodes and take the whole month off.
Yes. I did one flashback of you last week. So, welcome, everyone. Hello to all Bear Podcast listeners. And this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And
this is the what anniversary episode?
Of the fourth anniversary episode of Bear Podcast. Yeah, we've been working on this. For the first 2 years, I was working for a few months. I worked on it alone, and then I worked with
you're a solo act
with Roy Excalibur, and then we changed co-hosts, and Ray came in. I don't remember when did you start. Do you remember when you started?
It was over 2 years ago. Had to be.
Don't blow it. It was about 2 years ago.
The only person that tells me, do not blow it. Don't blow
do
it.
Do not blow it. You're blowing in the ears of our listeners. Sorry.
Yes. I don't know. It's over 2 years ago because I did a couple of guest co-hosts and then.
Yes, you joined us for the. You co-hosted for a while and we had.
Then I got put on the payroll and all that stuff.
Some payroll, that is.
Right, I'm still waiting for the checks.
Okay, so this is a special episode. Whenever we do an anniversary, we do the top five shows in the year.
Yeah.
So in the year since the last anniversary. So.
And how do we determine the top five shows?
It's the top download top downloaded ones.
Okay.
We're going to present to you guys the top five downloaded audio shows that were played as a podcast and also on the Bear Radio Network, and the top five videos that were viewed by people on the. On iTunes and everything else.
Was the one of me stripping, was that number one?
Yes. No, I'm kidding. We don't have a Did you have a stripping video? I don't know if I posted something like that.
Sorry, wrong show.
Okay, wrong so job. Here is
number five.
You know, Ray wasn't able to go.
Maynard wouldn't let me go. He didn't want witnesses.
That's right. Okay, so we're here to talk about your event with the Great Lakes Bears, Bear Pride. So, yeah, a little bit of history about Great Lakes Bears. How long has the club been going on?
Great Lakes Bears was founded in 1989, so this is our 20th year.
Wow. That's a long time. Okay.
It is. We were one of the first bear clubs in the country, and we were actually one of two clubs called Great Lakes Bears. So we had a sister club for a while in Detroit. This is our 15th annual Bear Pride, actually. Bear Pride was founded in 1994, but it actually was held the 2 years before called the Big and Bear Weekend. It was a big barbecue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you went from a barbecue to a big, even bigger party.
Wow.
We did.
Mm-hmm. So what made the change? Somebody just get a wild idea and it's like, hey, let's do something bigger and better.
You know what? Actually, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Okay, that was the episode number 258. We had a guest. He's Travis from the Great Lake Bears from Chicago. Yeah, he joined us, and it was actually a great show. It was the a few weeks or few months before
Bear Watch.
Well,
actually, I think it's a couple weeks before.
It's a couple of weeks before Bear Watch, and it's a couple. And then after that is Bear Pride. Yeah, so yeah, it was actually a Bear Pride.
So stuff has happened. You can still, I'm sure you can still go to the websites, and there's stuff there. But these two events have happened. they will not be back until next year.
Yes, that's right.
2010. So don't be going trying to like sign up and saying, why didn't y'all give us a disclaimer that this is a rerun?
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, well, it's actually just from some clips that they will be hearing. But yeah, it's 258. It was with Travis, and it was great having him in the show. And Travis and David, they joined us, and we talked about
Bear Pride.
And that was also the time before, yeah, Bear Watch. And we were doing commercials on Bear Watch too. All right, so that is top five. Okay, let's go to
number four.
Yes, and we have a guest today in this episode. He's Sina Grace, the author of Cedric Hollows in Dial M for Magic. Welcome to the show, Sina.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about the book, but this is not your first thing you've got published, is it?
Yeah, this is my first book.
Book, okay.
Book? It's a book, yeah. I've done a couple of comic books, and I've been in some anthologies, but I've never, you know, come up with a story that just needed to be told in words, and you guys have read it, so you know that it's very dialogue-driven,
mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, the noir is a big part of it, so I think it's just natural to sit down and write it on a word processor, and then add pictures to tell the story where I didn't feel strong enough as a writer, or, you know, in a way it's like you can't really describe the humor behind this kind of bearish wizard. You know, you can't describe how funny he looks next to a bunch of normal people unless the reader sees it, you know, unless it's a movie too. But I mean, you know, there's no way to really point out and say, look, this is funny because he's the only one dressed like Aragorn, you know.
All right. That was the interview with
Sina Grace.
Yeah, that's episode 259.
259, which we talked to him about his book, Dial M for Magic, Cedric Hollows. Which there's more to come. If you all be looking in the next couple of days, there's some video up there with Mr. Sina in all his glory, and all his chaser glory. and his little lights just shining just bright. That we're a Comic-Con, so he had a great time, had a good positive year this year. So
yeah, well, that's good that he, yeah, I saw the videos from Comic-Con. It's great to see Sina there. Yeah. Okay, so what's the premise of the book?
What's Sina Grace's book?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this little guy that knows a little magic, and he's like a little detective, you know, just a little private investigator. He just gets wound up in all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And he's actually a chubby yeah, guy, detective.
Like, he's like a cub.
He's like a cubbish, yeah.
Cubbish guy.
Cub detective.
You know, he's a hoe.
Yeah.
He's got broken hearts all over California, yeah. Apparently.
But you know, he's pretty, you remember Dresden Files?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like Dresden Files. But
similar, yeah.
Similar, somewhat similar, but he's the gay. Okay. So let's go to the next one.
Number three.
Hey everyone, we have guests in this show, and they are two bears from the North Country. Is that North Country Bears, right?
That is correct. Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. And yeah, joining us here are Kevin and Jeremy. Yeah, Kevin is the president and Jeremy is the public relations. Well, welcome to Bear Podcast, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, and didn't you say you guys are... What is that again? A wine tasting event thing that you guys doing?
Yeah, we host a monthly event. It's Bears Uncorked. And so every month we have a different day and out in, usually at someone's house, everyone will bring a different wine with a theme, and we taste them all and have it's a social event, tasting different wines.
You know, that's really hard to say. The North Country Bears, it's a somewhat unique group because we don't have a paid membership. All of our events are pay as you go, and you know, I really believe that. What was that?
I think we have about 1,000 people on our email list.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Chris, our vice president, is over here, and he said we have about 755 on our email list. So that might be one indicator of, you know, the number of members, if you can call them that, based off of an email.
Okay, that was episode 249 with Kevin and Jeremy.
From North Country Bears, is that
from
right?
The North Country right. Bears. Yeah, that's right there. They joined us in the, we talked about their event there I forgot the city. Well, in Minneapolis. Yeah, and they're great guys, and they were organizing this event that they have, the Furfly. I think that's the name. Yeah, that's the name, the Furfly. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun having them and just talking about it. I don't talk to much people from Minnesota. Do you talk to people from Minnesota? I don't.
No, not really.
The only ones I talk to really more is really with Shannon, but they're pretty and Jason, and this is pretty much the other two other people that I've talked to from Minnesota. Yeah, so it was great having the show. Okay, all right, that's top three. Now let's go to the next one.
Number two.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 226. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in New Orleans because I evacuated from Houston because of Hurricane Ike. And right now I'm going to try calling up Ray, and I have to check up on him.
Gale out here is about waist deep in water. So,
waist deep.
People getting stuck everywhere, and people trying to find gas and stuff. So,
is there gas around?
Got a big truck. Said he was going to I gave him my gas can and some money, and he said he was going to go try to get out in a little while when the water went down and see if he could find a gas station somewhere that had some gas. So.
Hey, Nard.
Hey there, David.
How are you doing, Nard?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
You're on air right now, actually.
I'm what?
You're on air already.
Oh, great. Hi, everyone.
Hey. Okay. It's good to hear from you. From Fort Lauderdale. You're in Fort Lauderdale right now, right?
Exactly. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, which is where Bear City is headquartered.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Bear City is taking over its own event. We'll be producing Wolf Fest this year, which is a bear run in Fort Lauderdale during Thanksgiving. So if any bears has nothing to do for Thanksgiving and want to come down to sunny Fort Lauderdale, they're welcome to come down and join us.
That was Hurricane Ike episode.
That's right.
Episode 226. Yeah.
I think I know why that was the most one of the top downloaded ones, because nobody had anything else better to do because nobody had power or they couldn't go to work. Or
that's right.
So they had batteries and they could get to the internet, some people, and download their stuff and listen to podcasts at night.
I escaped to New Orleans that weekend.
That's
and
right.
That's why you hear a lot of static, because I was talking to Ray and I had to jimmy up a recording way because I don't know how.
That's right. You were in New Orleans because I was here.
You were here. You were.
And we were talking. That's right. That's why it sounded so bad on the phone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and I had to do a way to make it record properly, but it was just weird. And it worked. I mean.
It was emergency situations.
Yeah. Also in that.
It's almost that time of year again, you know.
That's right. Don't remind me. I might be evacuating.
Have there been any hurricanes this year so far?
No, not yet. Not.
I hadn't watched the news. I know it's the El Nino year, but I didn't know if that many. I hadn't seen anything come through the Gulf, but I don't know about the East Coast. I haven't paid that much attention, but. Mm-hmm. You know, this time last year, we were all excited about going to
Southern Decadence.
And we get down there and had to turn around and drive. Sit in car for 14 to 18 hours getting back from Southern Decadence.
We did it 10 hours. So we were lucky.
And then, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks later, mm-hmm. Ike hit in October? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 weeks later, Ike hit. So
mm-hmm.
right after Gustav hit New Orleans.
Yeah, I was so afraid of. I remember I was so afraid because our house may not have a roof. And I was in New Orleans and I was out of whack and I was so worried. And I had to. And there's internet in New Orleans, so I got to call you. Uh-huh. And also in this episode, I was able to interview David from Bear City. And yeah, we were talking about Wolf Fest in Fort Lauderdale, because that was around that time too. Okay. Yeah. So speaking of Bear City has been down lately.
We talked about that the other night.
Yeah. If you guys have been noticing, it's down there because they're upgrading the server. So, yeah, just be patient, guys. Okay, let's go to
the number one episode.
Number one episode for the past year.
Number one.
Yeah. Well, speaking of flopping dicks, I want to talk about Smurf Dick.
Smurf Dick.
Actually, last night I got to watch, after softball practice yesterday, last night I decided to watch Men. Okay.
Before you get started, let's say this.
All right. Okay.
Spoiler alert,
everyone.
So if you haven't seen it yet, stop now and go watch it, and then come back.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They I'm sure they've watched everybody. I've read on the Twitter. Everybody watched it. They all want to watch it again.
Yeah, I want to go see it in IMAX. I didn't get to see it in IMAX. So.
Just let me know. Okay, I want to go. Maybe this Thursday. What do you think?
Okay, that was episode 252, the most downloaded show.
I wonder if it was because we talked about The Watchmen and the full frontal nudity.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Heroes, Battlestar Galactica, or Prop 8.
Yes, that's right.
I wonder which one, why more people downloaded that one than anything.
I think it's because, it was around Watchmen. I'm imagining because, you know, we were talking about full frontal nudity, the blue Smurf dick.
And yeah. now the ironic thing is that on DVD and Blu-ray, so we can go buy it and pause.
And pause. And that was around when Heroes and Battlestar Galactica ended, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That was back in April, May.
Yeah. God, it's been a long time.
Has it been that long?
I don't know. I can't remember. It
had to be sooner than that. I think it's before the final season began. So that's back January, February, when The Watchmen came out or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so also we kind of talked about TBRU that weekend, that episode, and we plan to record the show with Shannon and from B-Talk and Vito from the 619 Bearcast. That's when we were doing some planning that time. Yeah,
but you can see Vito in the videos from Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, that's right. Vito is in the Comic-Con video, the second video. Okay, just wait, stay tuned for that. Okay, wow. Those are the top five.
Top five for the year.
Top five for the year. Okay, so I guess we're going to move on to the videos now. Okay, so yeah, we're going to go for the videos. We're going to do the same thing.
Number five.
Is that going to be the thing? What's a medium-sized snake?
A dead one.
A dead one.
That's the only good snake.
Jerry's going to come home one day and there's going to be a hole in the house. Well, that snake got out and Patrick run through the damn wall screaming. It's all like a cartoon cutout of Wile E. Coyote.
Actually, when I was a kid, there was the cat at my mom's house brought a snake in and laid it in the kitchen floor. I decided there's a belt in the floor, so I reached down to pick it up. And just about that time,
you thought it was a belt?
The tongue came out. And I thought, whoa, that is a snake. Meanwhile, the cat's like, look what I did. And I was like, I'm going to kill this cat.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
We have a visitor again. New visitor.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't fart.
No, you have to start walking out here. Yeah, he did earlier, and we had to open the door. Oh, my God.
You think Phyllis Diller getting naked in a clear room? That fart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's
right.
That's a good... Oh, I think it did. Oh,
he did.
It did. Oh, my God.
Thanks
bad
a lot.
Bad dog.
And look, he's like, look what I did.
That's what I did.
That was the video version of episode 257.
That's right.
With Patrick.
And you know why that was the most downloaded video? One of the most downloaded videos?
Because of the dog fart?
Because of the dog fart, exactly. People love fart. Whether it's a dog fart or human fart, people love fart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you hear about that? The video with Tiger Woods. It looks like he farted and it got recorded while he was doing a putt and he was laughing. We don't know if it's him or somebody else or the caddy or and people. It was pretty loud. But anyway, yeah, that's episode 2%. Patrick was with us. He joined us to talk about
Bear Watch.
That's right. And it's always the weekend. Oh, we should plug it for next year. That's because right. You're going to take care
that's
of it
right.
Next
the
year.
Weekend before Memorial Day.
That's right. It's the weekend before Memorial Day. So, that's how it is.
Now I got to get on the ball here. It's almost time to get going again.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's top five. Okay, let's go to the next.
Number four.
So then Friday night, there's the big costume party that I've kind of talked about that we got to go to.
Yeah.
We would like to give a big shout out to Ned Cato, who's on the who puts the Geek Roundtable on.
Yeah.
And also heads up the gay and lesbian costume party at Riches here in San Diego. The party was very good. Not too many people showed up in costume, but it was still a good time. There's a lot of people there. It's packed. A lot of good dancing. A lot of good DJ and stuff. If you ever come to Comic-Con, go to the costume party. And go in costume, because it's actually a lot of fun, and they have awards and prizes. So
You were?
I was Alpha Bear, and you were?
I was Chaser Boy.
And we'll have some pictures of that to post, some cute little pictures taken in our costume in our grandmother's hotel room.
How you doing?
Hey. So tell us about Joe Phillips.
Joe Phillips is insane and works too hard, and I like my job because I get to draw cute boys all the time. So.
So, and you got a website, right?
I do. It's joephillips.com, and it has like all my artwork on it. You can go in. Yeah, I've got like probably over 600 drawings, you know, online that they can find, and there's just lots of, you know, cute boys, and hopefully there'll be somebody for almost everybody's type. Yeah.
Okay, so that was...
That was Comic-Con from last year.
Yeah.
Part 2 video.
Part 2 video. And what's funny is it's the... Oh, wait, is it the Chaser show?
No, not Chaser show.
Yeah, it's just the Comic-Con, that's right. And it was exactly 1 year also, the same time.
Yeah, same time.
So here we go again. It's 1 year after.
So we'll see if any of these four videos that get released will make it for this year.
Yes, that's right. So we had interviews with a couple of bears there in San Diego, and you were recording it with Carl.
With Carl, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was fun. That was a fun video to watch. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Number three.
This is Nar.
And this is Ray.
And we have a guest, Shahram from Houston. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so yeah, we're honored by your presence.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
He's the Mr. Istanbul Bear 2009.
Something that you really need to do if you go to hammam, get a soap massage.
A soap massage.
Yes, I've heard they are incredible. They are incredible. I mean... it's an experience that you will never forget.
But I heard that they really scrub you really well.
Yeah, the part that they get some of your skin. Neck, they really get your neck and they twist it like that. And I'm thinking, how can you do that? I mean, without breaking the guy's neck. And it makes a very strange sound. I mean, like...
Do you have to sign a waiver? If I kill someone...
And in the one that I told you, it's semi-gay, those hammams, that they like, is kind of offers you after the soap massage if you want happy ending or not.
You can actually ask for that?
They offer you. Especially if they see you're a foreigner. They offer you. I mean, they tell me, give me 10 lira.
Thunder.
All right, that was... episode, the video version of episode 261.
Mm-hmm. And that was our top three video.
Top three video.
With Shahram.
We talked about, he won Istanbul Bear 2009, and they were in Europe, in Turkey, and he won.
That's right.
It was funny because
he was the king.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's funny because he was just there and they asked him, would you like to join the contest? And sure, okay. Probably 5 minutes later, they called him and he's the winner.
Yay!
Yeah, so yeah, he shared, there's a video with him, and we'll post the links on the show notes, and you guys can check out the video with Shahram. And he won. Congratulations, Shahram, for being Istanbul Bear 2009. And the hat he was wearing is actually used for kids who are going to be circumcised. And they made him wear
it's
it.
It's a version of the bar mitzvah.
Is it really?
Right. Okay. Is that right? Or brisk.
Brisk is the drink.
Not brisket.
No.
Brisket's what? Brisk.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Number two.
Okay, Michael, let's talk about Baron the movie. How was your experience? We talked about this before. We had you in the show last year.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks after it ran on Logo.
Yeah.
And so have you been receiving any responses, emails or fan mail about that?
It's been really weird. I've had some really weird experiences from it. One
kind of strange experience was one of my buddies. He's like seventh generation Vermonter, very redneck. I called him up, you know, to see if he was going to go over to hang out with some of the other guys. And he said, yeah, but I'm going to come by and pick you up. I'm like, okay. He says, I'm coming early because I need to talk to you. And I'm thinking, all right, that's cool. And he comes in and he's all kind of tweaked out and everything. And I'm like, dude, are you all right? You know? And he said, well, last night I was like, you know, channel surfing. And all of a sudden your face was on TV.
Okay.
I'm going, oh, no.
Oh, no, not I mean, that.
Who would have thought that this old redneck boy would have had Logo on his TV, you know?
Oh, and so it makes you think.
He flipped back, and he got about two-thirds of the movie, and he watched it. And it was really cool because he was telling me, you know, how he was just, like, going, wow, man, because, you know, he didn't know nothing about all of it. And then he said, and then I went, why am I acting this way? Michael's my buddy, you know. Why am I reacting this way?
Uh-huh.
So he spent all night awake, pacing. And then all day the next day at work, trying to get his head wrapped around it because he didn't want to treat me any differently just because he knew I was a bear and just because he knew I was trans. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to treat me any differently than he did before. So he had to work it out in his head. And he couldn't wait to get over there to talk to me so that he'd let me know that it was going to be cool. He had my back.
That was the video from episode 250, our interview with Michael.
With Michael from Bear Run the Movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome having him.
That was a good interview. That was a fun night.
It's great having Michael in the show. It's he's the trans bear in the movie. Oh, so spoiling it for people who haven't watched. But he's a trans bear and... Like he said in the video, there were about 3,000 people, well, 3,000 emails. They received 3,000 emails, and only 6 were hate mails about that issue. But that's like I said, that's an awesome all kudos, I guess.
Yeah,
it's awesome that we have.
That's very good. It's very cool to meet Michael.
You know, we were in Vermont, but we didn't go through Barrie, South Barrie, pretty far, so I didn't get to see him. We just blew up. Breeze through Vermont when we were driving. Yeah, in case you guys don't know, I was in a 2-week vacation. We hit 25 states. Yeah, so that was
fun. 2 weeks, folks. It's a road trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was episode 250 with Michael. Okay, let's go to the top video that was downloaded.
Number one.
It's a new way of it's a new candle. The way I look at it.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's actually a real old Kindle. I mean, the thing was when I started doing the bear stuff and the bear, you know, playing for bear audiences and stuff, I kind of actually, you know, really marginalized myself a little bit and focused on presenting a little bit less of myself, which seemed to work at the time. And, you know, it just was that, you know, I played a Bearpalooza event. That was my first big bear event. And, I did all this funny, weird stuff that I was working on at the time, and I was like, wow, this really worked, you know? So I just kept rolling with it and focusing on that, on the novelty side of what I do, you know, and for a while really just considered myself like a novelty artist. But, you know, I've this goes back to, like, the way that I've always written songs and approached writing music and stuff from before that, you know what I mean? And from mm-hmm. the time I was, like, 16 up until... the time I started playing the bear events, which was, I was like, I don't even know, 34, 35.
There's the video for episode 260.
Episode 260 with,
so we
actually
had Kendall. We had Kendall on there. Mm-hmm. We were doing a raffle.
Yeah. Well, we interviewed Kendall because he had his latest album, and you can check out kendallshead.com and, oh God, we should get Truth Changes. That's it. That's the album that the latest album that he's got, and he's been touring with Bearpalooza, and they're doing the promotion for Truth Changes, and along with Freddie Freeman and everybody else. So yeah, that's the top one. That's the top one that people have been watching. I think they're available also in Vimeo or YouTube. I haven't put. I don't think I posted.
We're not on Hulu yet.
We're not in Hulu. Hulu.
Hulu. That's not. We're not. No, we don't want to be in Hulu.
You don't want to be in Hulu. We did not. It's not in Hulu. Of course not. We're not picked up by NBC. Okay. So yeah, that's. I guess that's
the anniversary show.
Anniversary show.
We got a couple of voicemails, don't we?
Oh yeah, we have voicemails. Thank you for those who sent voicemails. Okay, let me.
And you know, the rest of y'all can send voicemails too at 206-222-2327.
Yes, that's right. Okay, let's hear some voicemails.
Hello, Nard and Ray. This is Roy, a.k.a. Excalibur. See, I'm looking at my calendar here, and the date is August 1st, and I guess that means it's the anniversary of Bear Podcast, and it's the 4th on Outliving B-Talk. So, anyway, just wanted to give you guys a quick call and say congratulations. I was glad to have been part of this show, and I'll chat with you later. Bye.
Okay, the first voicemail is from Excalibur.
Yep, Excalibur. Yes. Roy.
Thank you. From Roy. Yeah, he used to join us with here in on Bear Podcast, and last TBRU he joined us also. So yeah, I've been through some the adversaries with Roy before too. So
well, he's got a new show he's doing now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing lots of Naibak videos right now. So he's very busy with that. So okay, thanks Roy for the voicemail.
Hey Nard and Ray, it's Gary from up in Erie, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy 4th anniversary. And best wishes on great future episodes. Ciao.
And the other one is from Gary.
Yes, that one's from Gary. Thank you, Gary, for the voicemail. And yeah, he's from Erie, Pennsylvania. We interviewed him a few weeks ago regarding Drenched First Summer. For the summer, so that's awesome, man.
And he's always on my Twitter because he's always tweeting.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right. So August 22nd. Go to drenchfer.com. Check out their website, and they have something coming up. It's a summer in Erie, so it's gonna be a nice small run that they're doing. Yeah, so good luck on that, Gary. Okay, so that's it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the voicemails, guys. And you can call our voicemail line. What is the voicemail line, Ray?
Again, that is 206-222-2327. 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, thank you for the voicemails again. If you guys get a call, yeah, just leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Yeah, we like playing voicemails in the show. Okay, well, Ray, so happy anniversary. Yes, so we should have a
we didn't have champagne.
We don't have champagne.
Last year we had champagne, didn't we?
Yeah, we were ending the year.
Yeah.
We were ending the year. So, how many episodes? So, about 24 episodes from now would be episode 300. Maybe we'll do a video on that one. Maybe we can do that.
I think we should have an orgy.
An orgy video? That would be good. Yeah. I mean, we can do that, I guess.
So all chasers start applying now at rarepodcast.com.
And all the bears start applying now at nard@bearpodcast.com.
Send pictures, stats.
Okay. And visit the website and leave comments there at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. And follow us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. And the links are on the website. And all the show notes, will have the links to these shows on the show notes. And just go to bearpodcast.com so you can check them out. Okay, so
Ray. Maynard, does this make us the old men of bear podcasting? Of bear podcasting?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. That's true, yeah.
Wow.
Well, sad to say, B-Talk had to end theirs. They actually were recording this on a Wednesday, and yesterday was their last day. I have yet to listen to that show yet, so I was out. I couldn't watch their video. They do videos every night, Tuesday night, and I don't know. Maybe it's becoming taxing for them. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But yeah, so good luck on the B-Talk boys now that you're you know, oral, separated somehow. You know, I mean, they're going on their own way now. So, good luck, guys. Anyway, okay, so yeah, this is the 4th anniversary. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.